This is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace here from Rochester, New York. It's great to be here in Rochester in the presence of believers who love the scriptures and love each other. And that makes this topic, it's almost timely to talk about love while I'm here in Rochester, because what is love? That's what we're talking about this week. And according to the Greek-English keyword concordance, love is a complex emotion arousing appreciation or delight in and desire for the presence of its object, as well as to please and promote its welfare. It's to be distinguished from affection or fondness, which is aroused by the qualities of its object, while love may go out to the utterly unworthy. Well, so far we've learned that love is patient. It's kind. Love is not jealous. Love is not bragging. Love is not puffed up. Love is not indecent, and it's not self-seeking. And we're going to pick up from there. Today, we're going to learn that love is not incensed. It is not taking account of evil. It is not rejoicing in injustice, yet is rejoicing together with the truth. Now, this word, love, is not incensed. Incensed means to be incited. In this verse, it means the one who is loving others isn't incited. He doesn't get angry even when falsely accused. No one can incite a person who is loving. The Apostle Paul was a great example of this when he said this, "Yet with the greatest relish shall I spend and be bankrupted for the sake of your souls, even if loving you more exceedingly diminishes your love for me." In other words, Paul wouldn't allow his enemies to incite him to retaliate. He just went on loving no matter what. Isn't that a great model? That should be a bumper sticker. Keep on loving no matter what. Then it says, love is not taking account of evil. In other words, love doesn't keep a record of evil done to it. Let me repeat that. Love doesn't keep a record of evil done to it. How about this? Let's say we all throw out the accounting book where we keep a record of all the evil things people have done or said to us. By the way, they might not be evil. They might not have been even wrong, but sometimes we're just so sensitive. Sometimes we're full-time offenders. We're always offended by something. How about this? How about we stop being so selfish and so self-centered and actually love others and not take account of evil? Let's not write it all up and keep track of all the evil things of others have done. How about it? Then it also says love is not rejoicing in justice. Love is not rejoicing in injustice. Love isn't happy when people fail. You know, many want to find a reason to write a person off they don't like. They look for an opportunity to justify their dislike. And when the person they don't like fails, it makes them happy. Why? Because it makes them feel good about their lack of love. In their view, the person they don't like deserves to be disliked. After all, look what they did. They will even use the failure as an opportunity to speak evil of that person to others. But love goes out to the unworthy. Remember our definition? Love never uses the failures of others as a reason to justify their selfishness. So love is not rejoicing in injustice, yet is rejoicing together with the truth. So love isn't vindictive. Love wants to see everyone adjusted to the truth. It's the opposite of rejoicing in injustice. The Apostle Paul says, "For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, be taking these into account." Notice in 1 Corinthians, Paul says love is rejoicing together with the truth. Love stands side by side with truth. Let's follow this example. And you know, I didn't do this yesterday in the show, and I realize I probably should have. In 1 Thessalonians 3, and this is a prayer I think I said on a Monday or Tuesday, that we should pray every time we think about love, but there's a prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 12 and 13, the Apostle Paul says, "Now may the Lord cause you to increase and superabound in love for one another and for all, even as we also for you." So may the Lord cause us to increase and superabound in love for one another and for all. Love leaves no one out. That's my prayer for all of us listening to this. May all those who believe this message be examples of God's love to others, as we find here in 1 Corinthians 13. Well, I'm here in Rochester, New York. The conference starts tomorrow night, so hopefully we'll see some more of you here coming into the conference and enjoying the fellowship. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be saints enjoying each other's presence, getting to know each other, even weeping with each other as we find out how things are going in our lives. It's an evil eon, so a lot of people going through a lot of things. That's a great comfort to be in their presence, to learn that, and to be an encouragement to one another. Well, this is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God, as he's revealed through the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.